USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has reported more than 10,000 confirmed COVID-19 infections in one day. Tampa Mayor Jane Castors says mandatory restrictions seem to be working.
We put a mask order in place 3 weeks ago, and so we've seen significant adherence to that out in the community. The county put a mask ordinance in over 2 weeks ago, and so, you know, that, I believe, is starting to show positive results. We're seeing a flattening out in the number of those cases.
The pandemic has become a crisis in Texas. The death rate is hitting new highs. On Friday, 174 people died, a new record for the state. One South Texas health official is now sounding the alarm.
My God, now we're losing 30, 35 people a day.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Confederate flags can no longer be at any military installations. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns explains.
The Defense Department has effectively banned Confederate flags at military installations. The memo doesn't mention the word Confederate. However, it specifies all of the flags that can be displayed, including the U.S. flag, approved civilian flags, and the flags of the service branches. The Marine Corps and Navy recently banned the Confederate flag at their facilities. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Activist and Georgia Congressman John Lewis has died at age 80. Lewis was part of hundreds of protesters that marched from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, demanding an end to discrimination of voter registrations. They got to the Edmund Pettus Bridge when they were stopped and beaten by law enforcement. It was known as Bloody Sunday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called Lewis an American hero. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A federal judge in Maryland ordered the Trump administration to accept new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals on Friday. Since President Trump began his efforts to terminate the program in 2017, the government hasn't accepted any new applications. The Trump administration has allowed existing DACA recipients, undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, to continue to receive the protections. Last month, though, the Supreme Court ruled that the president's attempts to terminate DACA was arbitrary and capricious, as well as unconstitutional. The judge said the Trump administration must enforce DACA according to its status before they can make efforts to terminate it. The organization that sued to enforce DACA, CASA, said this on Twitter. This DACA decision reaffirms what we know. The Trump administration's heartless attempt to terminate the DACA program was illegal, and they must immediately begin accepting new DACA applications. President Barack Obama started the DACA program with an executive order in 2012 in an effort to provide temporary relief from deportation for children brought to the U.S. by undocumented parents. It also allows them to work and go to school in the U.S. without risk of being sent back to the country of their birth. The president sought to end the program in favor of allowing Congress to pass its own immigration reform, but that failed. Listen to the news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.